You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 131. And in today's show, I'm going to be covering how to determine what your business hook is in your direct sales and network marketing business. Because it's very important that you determine what this is so that you become more comfortable talking about your products, talking about your business, and more than anything, setting yourself apart from all the competitors that you have out there. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to today's show of the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, where I bring you all types of information on how to start, launch, choose, grow, succeed in your direct sales network marketing business. Now, as I announced on January 1st that I have launched a new business with my daughter, having a great time with it. We're excited. We're already in three countries now, and it's just growing like a weed. I've developed all the social media training for the team, and I'm putting, not all of it, but we've got Pinterest and Facebook down, got parties and online showcases going, and it's really an exciting time. If you'd like more information on that, go to jackiealmer.com/connect, or you can just go to the jackiealmer.com page and click on Work with Jackie, either one of those. Would get you information, and I'd love to share with you. And that's only if you're looking. I know a lot of people are here listening to this podcast who are in transition. They're looking for a business, a new business, something like that. If you're already happy where you are and you aren't really looking to make a change, keep with what you're doing and go for it. And if you'd like my coaching's always available through jackiealmer.com/coach. That's if you're outside of my primary organization and are looking for how to grow and succeed in a network marketing business online and offline. All right, so I want to talk to you today about your hook in your business. It's important that you have one. It's kind of funny. This conversation has been milling over and over in my brain for a week or so now. I actually went to my first offline networking event here in the Ventura area. Went the other day and it was kind of fun. I immediately sold product, which made me very happy. I love when I can walk in with a small container of product and that works as my hook, my business card, along with a product demo, and boom, it can create instant sales. That's always fun. But it did make me really think about the hook, because while I was networking, we had a little exercise that we did with the group that we were with, and we were partnered off with people, and I was partnered off with another direct salesperson. And our goal was to give our 30-second commercial and share with them what it is that we do. And so the gal I was with is with another direct sales company. It's a nutritional company. And she just immediately went into telling me all about the products and the ingredients and patents and, you know, celebrity endorsements and why it's so great and all this other stuff. And the funny thing is, while I realize I might be a little jaded because I've been in network marketing for 21 years. Yes, I had my 21-year anniversary last Wednesday. But really and truly, I know that this is what makes people's eyes roll back in their head when network marketers and direct salespeople party plan, often when we start talking about our business, because we start talking about it in this flowery, salesy way that we wouldn't use to describe anything else that we were having a conversation with someone about. We go into sales mode. We don't go into problem-solving mode, and that's a huge mistake. We are problem solvers. If you will just seek to share information, probe people a little, find out about them and what their interests might be, you will find that when you can be in sharing and problem solving mode versus selling mode, you can really uncover a lot and have huge leaps and bounds in your business. So I really want to encourage you to do that. Okay, so and then back to mine, I basically led with, I help women who want to look better, feel better, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I went into mine and I shared my perfect prospect, what I was looking for and that type thing. And I did the same thing in my commercial, which is why I made some sales that day. But it was kind of funny. It really did make me start thinking about the hook and how most of us don't sit down in our business and think about what that is. So I know you're in love with your products, and I know you're in love with your opportunity, or at least I hope you are. And I hope you've figured out a way to differentiate them and differentiate yourself when you're sharing with people about what it is that you do. Okay, because that's an important part of it. When you start talking about your energy drink or your nutritional products or home care products or makeup or any of that kind of stuff, and you sound like everybody else, you know, people, you sound hypey and people don't tend to buy into it. But if you can share, if you can pick one primary product to kind of lead with as your flagship product, the one thing that you want to share a story of your own about or a testimonial or something like that, and share it from a storytelling mode of what it does, or be able to show actual product proof. Now, before and after pictures can be a little tainted too. Sometimes people don't buy into those anymore because with Photoshop and all those different things, they can be so doctored and changed these days. But if you can share something authentically where people can get the sense of the product experience and they can immediately get a sense for what your hook is and what sets you apart, that's going to go a long way in getting interest. So instead of just, you know, throwing facts and figures and spouting off all that kind of stuff at them, think about what your hook is. Think about what it was that got you to join. Think about what it is that's going to intrigue somebody first and foremost about your products, and then ultimately about your opportunity. And that's especially true if you're out and about working networking events. Most networking events, you're going to do the best if you can simply lead with your product and at a much later time share that there's a secondary part of your business, which is the income opportunity. The challenge that most networkers have, or the problem, that what they typically do is they go in and they tell people about their product, and then they tell them that there's a whole lot of money to be made with it. If you want to join, you know, it's only X number of dollars to join, and you get this, and you can make a whole lot of money, you know, blasting people with this product just like I am with you. I mean, that's not exactly what they say, but that's what so many of them do. So you want to really spend some time and figure out what that hook is going to be. And work with your sponsor a little bit if you need to. Get your company catalog or your brochure, go through it and look through it, study it and read it and determine what that is. Now, for me, it was very easy. I looked at this sizzle product. I looked at this product that gets immediate results. And even though my company offers other products, it's not what I'm going to lead with, because the other products are things that they can buy elsewhere in many different ways. But I know if I can get them hooked on my particular product, the sizzle product, using it, have an immediate experience, then they're going to be more open to trying some of the other items that we have. And that's going to be the big part of it. And through that hook of that product, I'm able to look around and go, wow, I need to meet with photographers who do weddings. I need to meet with makeup artists. I need to talk to estheticians. I mean, it was easy for me to go through and very easily target a great market that I can lead with this flagship product and not try to deter them away from other products they may be endorsing, but knowing that this one particular product could be a hook that would interest them and then bring them in that way without trying to sell them on the entire product line or anything like that. So I really want to encourage you to spend some time, figure out what your hook is. Now, the second part of figuring out your hook is also going to be figuring out what your hook is in terms of you as a business partner. Okay, because that's the one thing. Once you move into the discussion about the business, why would they want to partner with you? What do you have into place? Well, I always like to sell the benefits of the fact, for me personally, I've sponsored over 1,800 people through social media. I can teach those who really want to how to use social media to attract leads and how to get out online and network with people without ever leaving your home and find people who'll be interested in your product and interested in your opportunity. There's an art form to it, and there's a very specific science about the way that you do it. So I like to promote that as one of my hooks. I like to promote the fact that I truly did it from infant to out of the house, from infant to empty nester. Basically, I'm really looking, part of my huge target audience are stay-home moms who really want to figure out how to do this from home using the internet and build a successful business with their children right there. I'm not just teaching theory. I'm teaching how to do it because I absolutely really did it. So come up with those things that work for you. Okay, come up with those things that work for you as a great hook that you can use as to why someone might want to partner with you from the business aspect too. So come up with your hook on sharing your products, come up with your hook on sharing your opportunity, and don't make that hook for your opportunity all about how they're going to get rich and make a ton of money. Okay, that's not really what the meaning of a hook is. A hook is something that's going to set you apart, differentiate you, and not have their eyes roll back in their head and have them think, oh geez, this sounds just like everybody else. Well, I'm super excited because on Wednesday, I head off to the beautiful island of Maui as part of my coaching certification program. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I am getting my coaching certification. And I'm looking forward to bringing that back and rocking that out in my new business and also working with others. I'm going to be re-engaging my one-on-one and group coaching practice. So if you're looking for some coaching, you can just go to jackiealmer.com. right now and click on the contact me button there and let me know that you're interested, and I'll make sure to get some details there for you. I've been in the program now for about a month. I've been coaching for years, but I just finally decided to get my certification, and I'm super excited about it. I'm learning a lot. I'm getting a lot of things reinforced, and I'm looking forward to bringing those skills back and rocking out this new business and helping others succeed in their direct sales business. I'm also going to be doing some new things too. I'm actually ready to come forward with this new business. I'm super excited about it, the path that it's taken. So I'm going to be incorporating a lot more visual marketing into my YouTube channel that's specific to my company. So we'll see how that goes. I've not mixed the two in the past. I've had, you know, separate channels for separate things. So wish me luck. We'll see how it's going to go. So this is Jackie Elmer. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. Oh, and if you have a question for me or comments, tweet it at Jackie Elmer over on Twitter, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth if you want to comment on Facebook. And as you know, I always love hearing from you. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.